Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Of those three, who's the heir apparent to Peter Vermees? Those three, and we get three more years of Vermees.
Benny.
Not Ilya?
No. Ilya is too nice.
Yep, he'd be a good assistant coach.
I can't see Ilya going, damn it, you need to move the ball faster. No, move, you know, I can't see him doing that.
Was that your Spanish accent?
Oh, I was thinking it was German. It's like, Vermees German? What?
Team's got me drinking. Give me beer, whiskey, wine, or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. But Tim's got me drinking.
Was the Chiefs' loss a premonition, a foreboding?
It was definitely a ugly weekend for KC Sports. That is for sure. Two bad home losses.
Daughter's team lost twice.
And Thad's team lost
twice.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals have won 16 in a row.
Well, the Royals did win on Sunday, so I guess that was the one win of the KC Sports. But that doesn't even matter; they're already out. They're not real.
Exactly.
Have they counted since like June or May?
Yeah, they got eliminated a long time ago. Yeah. But we watch for Salvi to hit home runs. I guess is the point to watch at the moment.
Yeah.
Bob, are you yelling at your dog again? Two podcasts in a row. The dog is impacting our podcast.
You know the nickname of my dog, right? She's an attention whore. So was it Zuzi's fault on that goal? He made a great sliding tackle, and then he crosses the ball to the middle, and we lose possession, and they score.
No. I think Zuzi played well, so I'm not even going to like lay any blame on him at all. Except for the fact he got the stupid yellow at the end.
Yeah.
And now he'll be missing the next game.
The best moment of the game, he stopped a goal with a last-ditch tackle, and then they scored about 3 seconds later anyway.
It was a sweet tackle, but yeah.
Yeah, it was. It made for a good photo.
Oh, look forward to seeing that.
You know, there's some games that I just don't even, like, work on the photos very hard because I am so bummed about the game, and this is kind of one of those.
It's never good to lose to Seattle. But when the stakes are higher like this, it definitely burned. And when it's at home.
And when it was a chance to separate themselves and higher in first place, instead they lose and now they're in second. And now they have to play Seattle again in Seattle later.
Or we just pivot and say anyone who was acting like that was a very big game on Sunday was just wrong and it didn't even matter. We didn't even care about that game. We didn't even try to win that one. It's all about the next game against Seattle.
you have an accurate statement in what in the little the paragraph you just did is they didn't try to win that game. Look, it, when it comes down to it, Seattle's a really, really good team. They have lots of good players. They may be the best team in MLS. I know it's, you know, it's an arguable point and all that stuff. But when it comes down to it, they just came off of a loss. They've been, they've had fixture congestion, and Sporting comes out and plays like, yeah, we're just playing a B team. And they have that mentality sometimes. They put in LA. LA was a really weak team. They couldn't even field a full 18, and they basically crapped in the bed. That's twice. Okay. That's just a mentality issue. They need to come out stronger. They need to come out and just say, we're just kicking your ass no matter what.
I'm sorry. I don't know that I can believe that a Peter Vermees coach team legitimately went into that game thinking they were playing a B team when it was the second place team that had a chance to leapfrog them in the standings.
I can't say that. I can't. I'll agree that I can't think that they believe that, but maybe they just do internally or something. I don't know. It's a mentality issue that in some of those games where they should just win those games, they don't.
I agree with Thad that the mentality didn't seem to totally be there. I get that. And I felt that other games too. But we don't really know. We're not them, but yeah, it seems that way. But I don't think we played that poorly besides a few stupid giveaways. We just didn't capitalize on some chances and weren't entirely creative. I mean, I'm a little tired of Russell doing the same thing every time he gets the ball with little variation. You know, same thing maybe with Luis Martins. But it just wasn't good enough. That was my comment I said to your wife on the way out of the stadium, Thad. I was like, you know, just not good enough.
Well, I agree that they, you know, it's not that they were bad and that they, the chances were there. You know, the ball got into the box. It's just, for me, it was, you know, not that this is a hot take, but it was, we were missing our starting striker. I know, for every reason that I love Kyrie Sheldon and all the good things that he does, he is not Alan Pulido. And there were moments there that he got the ball in traffic in the box that Alan Pulido has done and will always do better than him in those situations right there. And it, you know, in a one goal game, that was obviously the difference for me.
Completely agree. And, you know, I still don't get it. You can throw out the first pitch. I get it's not that big of a deal, I guess, but why public relation wise have him do that and then he doesn't play in their next game, a big game.
Or even be available.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Because it doesn't take soccer legs to throw a pitch. That's what I was saying earlier. That didn't mean anything.
But is it a wise move public relation-wise?
That's probably scheduled 3 months ago.
Could be.
I mean, you know how that stuff is. They schedule that stuff out. I don't know how far, but that could have been scheduled a month or two or three earlier. So
maybe I'm just so irked about the whole Leon match where, you know, they're Mexican team, Alan Pulido, they pimp that. And again, Pulido doesn't play. That burned my butt a little bit too.
But why?
Because I want to see our star player play in you know, what our big games. This was a tournament semifinal, right? Against Lyon. Didn't happen.
Whatever it was, but it didn't matter. No, Vermees didn't care.
Yeah.
Most fans wouldn't have cared either.
Well, I do want to see our starting striker start. He doesn't too much.
I'll agree. I want to see him start in league games. I don't care about the Lyon game.
Exactly.
That was just a similar situation.
But talking about mentalities, that was even going back to what I was saying earlier. Vermees even said that in the post-game presser. One of his lines was, there's a big difference in the two mentalities. We were just playing in the first half. In the second half, we came out to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I can definitely see that.
And in the first half, they weren't dangerous. They were just there. It was going through the motions. And I don't get me wrong. I don't think they don't care about playing. But there's a switch that they got to turn on for those bigger games.
I agree. What is a good thing that happened from this game? Give me a good thing. All get us going. I liked Izzy. Izzy came back. I'm stealing it. That's why I went first, so I could get that one out of there. Yes, good to see him back there. And it did move Ilya up to holding midfield. You know, I know that's an in-game adjustment, but that is a question we were wondering about. But yes, very good to see him back out there, get some athleticism on that back line again. It felt good to see him running around.
And he just made it look so easy when he came on. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, if we'd had that first half, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah, that's good to hear you say that, because from the cauldron and I was on ground level, it seemed like that to me too. It just seemed like he got in there and it was like, wow, that's a real center back. Like all of a sudden we have a real center back playing.
One with some speed.
Right.
All right, you go ahead and go next, Robert. What was a good thing?
I was going to say, I mean, you know, this is really reaching, but Jose Mari getting more minutes with the first team, so he gets a little more accustomed to things. That's a positive.
That right? is a definite reach. He's reaching hard, if that's the best thing we can come up with.
Well, since you brought him up, how do you think he played? I saw some people say that they thought he did well, and I saw some people saying they thought he was terrible.
Well, I don't think he was terrible. I think we're still, and some people on the Blue Testament said this, we're still used to Abusio. We're still used to, you know, Ilya when he was Ilya, moving the ball more, being more part of the attack, you know, instead of just being someone there to rotate the ball from side to side.
I do wonder if when Remy is healthy, if he slides back in there and Mari is more of a rotational piece at that point, at least until he's more accustomed to the league and the team.
Yeah, that's the key for me. I think... Yes, he has not been as good as you would have hoped, obviously, and he hasn't exactly replaced Busio, the guy that we sold for, you know, $10 million, but he has... What?
I want to interrupt. There's all these people saying, oh, yeah, he's here to replace Busio, and I'm the guy going, no, he's not. He's not Busio. We don't get a guy for $200,000 or $400,000, whatever it is. He's not a DP. He's not a big name.
Yeah.
He was not replacing Busio. That's what...
Exactly. That wasn't an interjection. That was you were agreeing with me there, helping my point. Okay. So that being said, I think once he's played good enough for me for the beginning of his time in MLS, I think it can only improve. And with that being the lens through which I'm looking at it and the fandom in me trying to stretch it and tell me everything's okay, I think, you know, he's got brighter days ahead of him.
I think he probably does. And if nothing else, he is a depth piece, which is more or less what I thought he was to begin with. But if not, at the worst, he's a depth piece to rotate around in different situations.
And I'm afraid to comment more on specific things from that game because there was like three times I was attributing something to him and it was Luis Martins. and vice versa. I did that wrong like three different times from the corner of the cauldron. So honestly, I couldn't tell you how well he did yesterday.
So wait, the good thing that Mari did was actually Martins. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, no, my good one was Issy, remember? And that was the good thing. Have we heard yours yet, Thad?
No, we haven't.
Do you not have one?
I do. I have two though. One
okay,
is kind
let's
of
get them both.
Okay, one was kind of joking.
Because Bob's was bad. We need. I hope we got. Give us a strong one here.
One was just the fact that we honored Sesanovic at halftime, a guy who really deserves to be honored.
I got to fist bump. He was walking around. He did a lap around the stadium. I got a fist bump.
Seth is a great guy.
You fanboy, you.
He deserved to be honored at that point. All right. So the next good thing, and it's less a really a game thing than just recognizing the development of a player from his past life. And part of it was watching it live. Part of it was when I was going through the photos earlier today, is how much stronger Shallowy is than he used to be.
Well, that's good to hear because remember I kept waiting for his man muscles. I haven't noticed it this year. So yes, continue, elaborate.
He isn't necessarily like big and strong, right? But there was one of the I forget the name of the defender on Seattle, but he's
Nuhu.
A big guy.
Nuhu.
And he's running in and he's battling for that ball. I mean he's muscling up on the Seattle defender Nuhu, and Shallowy was winning that battle. Now part of it was he was cheating and pulling a jersey and he got called for a foul, but in past he would have just been pushed off that ball. In past years, not this year, but it was
Is
just
that
an example
the one...
of.
Are you referring to the play where they came together in the box and Daniel wanted a shoulder to shoulder and he got called for a foul?
He got called for a foul in the box. I'm not sure why he got called for it, but part of it may have been that I have a picture of him with a big old arm or fistful of New Who's jerseys.
So, because that is one play that I was screaming over there that I was like, that it looked like a clear as day shoulder to shoulder. And if anything, Shallowy was in front.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and so that I was screaming my head off at that play. It was on the other side of the field, so I don't think
legit
anyone
call.
Heard me.
It was probably a legit call because he had the big handful of jersey to get that position. But the fact that he wasn't just pushed off the ball in last year, the year before, 3 years ago, even when he was scoring good then, he probably would have been because.
Yeah.
But he's stronger. He's more, so much more confident, so much stronger. And he's going to get to those and some of those and still he's been scoring. So that was just a good point and like a little slice in time that stood out to me. So,
well, if you were on that side of the field for both halves, then you missed another play on the other side of the field when he was coming into the box and quite easily got pushed off the ball and then the ball went out of bounds before he could send the cross in.
But was the foul called on that?
It wasn't a foul. He was just, a guy just kind of muscled him off, you know? But I guess I can see that. He's at least more, I'm 100% on board with the more aggressive. He's definitely more aggressive and less passive. I know that it's kind of the same thing, but there are situations like that where he may have shied away from the contact, whether he was strong enough for it or not. And yeah, so that's, yeah. I think he's obviously come leaps and bounds in many different aspects because he's a different player than last season.
So let me ask this then, Thad, we talked about mentality. You talked about Shallowy being stronger. Do we overall think this team just needs to be a little meaner?
Yes.
Okay.
Meaner. Cody?
More aggressive, more, you're not going to come into our house and push us around. Like Thad said earlier, we're going to dominate this game and just go out there and just dominate and be mean and foul hard when you foul and let them know you were there, you know, as long as you're not being stupid with your fouls, but just a little more attitude.
Don't we have players that do that? Kyrie Shelton will never shy away from something like that. Roger Espinoza will break up tackles and get stuck in.
Players. How many of our starting 11?
Yeah, Polito doesn't. Polito's never committing fouls, is he? He'll track back and get that ball. He's never tackling hard, I don't think.
And even when Kyrie is being big and strong, which he is, he's not being mean about it. I don't think.
Who's the nicest player on Sporting KC?
There's so many of them. That's the problem. They're just too damn nice.
And I don't even mean in real life. Who's the nicest player on the field?
Ilya.
It's Graham Zusi.
Graham's gotten a little bit of edge lately, I think, but he's still a nice guy. Good, Robert. Sorry.
Okay. Who else?
I wouldn't say Ilya is the nicest on the field. He can get in there and he tackles. Did you see a couple times where he showed some speed?
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, a couple times. Gosh, nicest? I don't know. Maybe Martins, maybe?
Oh, no. No. Luis, okay. Luis yells. I've seen
him. Oh, gets yells. Pissed. Oh, ooh. Thad, who's the nicest guy?
On the field? I still say Azalea.
Okay.
Maybe Fontas.
That was my next one. I think it might be Fontas.
It's the Barcelona guys.
Do you guys think you could take any Sporting KC player in a fight?
At my age now?
Oh, so you're saying I back could
take
it, round.
I could take the PR guys.
Oh, he's calling out Robo now.
I just want to see if anybody's listening.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, FC Dallas on Wednesday. Double game week. FC Dallas is in 11th place. That was kind of surprising for me to see, especially after we got thrashed by them. But how are you guys feeling about this one? We're going to lose two in a row here, or are they going to be woken up after this Seattle match?
Well, typical Sporting Kansas City, better on the road, seemingly. We've dropped more points at home. But I looked at the last game, and FC Dallas, I tell you what, they had some early chances, just wide, hit a bar, I think maybe a post. And then we scored that Polito sharp angle goal, which, you know, got us in the lead, which we're better when we have the lead. But even after that, FC Dallas had more chances. There's one that hit the bottom of the crossbar and went down, if you remember that. Didn't go over the line. So they out-expected goals us. They outshot us. We had more shots on goal. We just capitalized on our opportunities, and Alan Polito was one of them. So there you go.
I will say, every game that Sporting has lost this year, they've won the next game.
Ha!
So that's
go.
A good
stat of the day.
Sign.
Calling that stat of the day. Good job, Thad.
Dallas does worry me because they fired their coach and they have an interim coach. I don't even know who that is right now, so I don't care because he's interim. We'll see how that turns out. They might play a little bit differently.
They looked really predictable in their game this past weekend. They dropped not a whole lot of creativity, just kind of like the midfield especially. Very predictable. So maybe we can dominate in there and get the ball moving.
Marco Ferruzzi. That is a hell of a name. I think he's going to stick. Just if I'm looking at the name here, Marco Ferruzzi is going to make it as the FC Dallas coach. I just got a little more afraid of this team.
At least through the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah, he'll probably make it to the end of the season. I don't know enough about him to, so I don't care.
We need some Hispanic representation. Well, we need other representation on the show. We got three white guys here, but we need someone that can say his name, Marco Ferruzzi, in a very cool way. We need that on the show. That's something we're lacking.
Marco Ferruzzi.
Ooh, there we go. I like it. Except and I guess I said Hispanic, and that sounds, now the more I'm looking at it, he's definitely Italian, huh?
Yeah, it sounds more Italian to me, Marco.
Marco.
Polo.
How many of us would like to see Cameron Duke get the start in midfield, maybe?
Over Mowry?
It's an option, yeah.
Over Espinoza?
Yeah, who are you? We got to replace somebody.
Over
Kenda?
Can't
come at us with this take and not tell us who you're replacing.
Oh, I'm just saying, hey, it's a Wednesday game after a Sunday game. Rotate, maybe, and give the kids some more minutes. I mean, I don't care who he replaces. I think it should be done. A little more spark.
Yes, that's what I would agree with there. If anything else, Vermees would be kind of pissed about the way they came out in that first half of that game, like you said. So I wouldn't be surprised to see rotation, whether it's for tired legs or not.
So you don't care who it's for, so we should replace Melia with him.
Oh, be quiet, Thad. Come on now.
You said you didn't care, man.
I don't care who it is in the midfield.
Okay, well, there is the question in the midfield again. If Issy is going to be starting, who are you starting at holding mid on Wednesday?
I think we addressed that earlier. I think Walter is the pick, isn't he?
It is Remy Voltaire. So that's a fine for Bob. And, yes, we did agree. We did agree that I think this is a Remy podcast here for sure, okay, that Remy. We all are on board with that one.
I'm sticking with Remy until I can personally ask him myself.
Okay, so that's that, and then Roger in front of him, or is Roger being rotated?
I would say Duke, and let's give Kenda another chance. He needs some minutes to get in a groove.
I would like, yes, I like that. About I'm gonna go Mowry though instead of
Remy.
Instead of Duke.
Okay.
So Remy, Mowry, and Kenda in the midfield.
Yes, that's my midfield for Wednesday.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I'd still rather see Duke start myself, but I don't want to get on the past game, but I was really wanting Duke to come in like the 70th minute and move Kenda to the false nine, because I didn't feel like Kyrie was the man to break down the bunker at that point.
I'm definitely bringing Cam Duke in the 68th minute.
So you're just trying to go 2 minutes earlier than what I said, huh?
Yeah, because I like him more than you. I wanted to be on team Cam Duke. Predictions?
Ricardo Pepi scores a goal.
I think Shallowy gets. I called two for him last game. I'm just going to call one this game. But I say a 3-1 win.
Dang it. Now I'm worried about Pepi scoring a goal. Kind of had not thought of about him yet. We didn't talk enough about Pepi. I found myself failing to yell at Christian Roldan as much as I normally would. He was right in front of me. I was there in the cauldron. He was right in front of me a couple times. And I just, you know, the national team respect thing. I guess that's what it is. I just found myself not genuinely hating him as much as I normally would. So I guess that's the same thing with Pepi. Now I'm nervous about Pepi. I'm nervous about Marco Ferrucci. Look at these names. These guys are going to beat us. I'm scared.
The one good thing about Dallas is they keep selling their good players. So he could be gone by this weekend.
That they definitely do. We laugh at that, but it keeps working. And they just make more money, and then they keep producing new ones. So,
But they don't use the money well. So that's the... That was the bad thing about the firing of Luchi Gonzalez, though. Like, why they fire a guy, they keep selling his players out from under him.
That is true. How are you supposed to win? They keep selling your best player. Every time you get a good player, they sell him. That's not the coach's fault.
Even someone before they're good, they're sold, and then they go be good. So, yeah.
I think it was just an opportunity to promote this guy named Marco Ferruzzi.
I don't know. Luchi had a pretty good name, too.
That's true.
If he'd had a little more success, I would have called him Lucky Luchi.
Oh no. No. He put both fists in the air after that one too.
All right. Speaking of former national team players, former sporting players, Jimmy Madronda, for example. Jimmy took a shot. Did you see his half volley, I think it was?
Yes, he did. And I screamed and I ducked down. I couldn't even watch it. He started revving up and I turned my back. I was like, I can't watch this.
He hit it hard. But then the person next to me, because the people behind us yell this, goes, nice shot, asshole. And I'm like, you don't do that to Jimmy Madronda. You don't say that to Jimmy Madronda.
He's on Seattle. Yes, you do.
Do it's you in the really? Game.
Minute zero to minute 90. He's an asshole.
I can't blame
him. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he is on the other team.
All right, then. I guess I'm too nice.
Kellen Rowe was a heck of a nice guy when he was here, but he's evil when he's playing there. Roldan, I could have, if I was just being a fan that day, I would have wanted to run out and like wipe the smirk off his face, man. Screw him. When he's got red, white, and blue on, though, he's great. I love him, man.
Maybe I didn't get the point across. I was yelling at him. I didn't come at him with the ferocity I normally would. Okay. How about that?
All right.
See, on this weekend, on Wednesday, if Espinoza takes out Pepi, I'm happy with that, man. on Thursday, I'll be like, damn, don't hurt Pepi.
That truly embodies the professionalism that fans have come to know from the Blue Testament and Shades of Blue Soccer Show.
I'm not sure if I'm being made fun of there. And 3-on goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Support of strong evolve, guns off my butt, but tanks got me drinking. My foot, but tanks got me drinking. My foot, but tanks got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My foot, but tanks. Drinking. My football team's got me drinking.